The following is a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of the advertiser. Opinions expressed are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
And good Sunday morning to everyone out there. It is 9:07 here on the clock on my stove, and this is Your Life, Your Money. I'm Chris Creston, joined as always by Kelvin, the money guy, and I'll give you out his contact information right away. So you can write this down because you may want to reach out to him today, tomorrow. Next time you've got a money question, you can give Kelvin a call. And that number to call Kelvin off the air is 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. And you can visit his website, askkelvin.ca. That's askkelvin.ca. And you find old shows there, past shows of Kelvin and I. You can find different tools and different information there, as well as more of Kelvin's contact information there as well. I'll throw out the number at the end of the segment as well if you want to reach us live on the air to ask Kelvin some questions. But we're getting into the summertime, and we're getting into that. We've had Canada Day behind us. It's July 4th now, so happy Independence Day to all of our American friends, and happy Sunday to Kelvin the money guy. Kelvin, thank you so much for making another Sunday morning for us, so that you can help us with our money lives here, and help us talk about some serious issues, some heavy lifting. But what I love about you, Kelvin, is you always explain it in a way that the audience can really understand it. If I can really understand it, then I know that everyone else out there can really understand it. Good morning, Kelvin.
Hey, Chris. Good morning. How are you?
Good, good. How's your weekend been?
I've been doing a lot of work around the house, so. Now I think it's all over, so I'm glad I can enjoy my summer now.
Beautiful. Get that stuff out of the way, and then you can move on and enjoy maybe some golf if the weather holds up. Maybe some more just lounging time, relaxation time happening. And it's with the weather the way that it's been this weekend. I know it was beautiful for a little while when I went into a store. I'm moving, so I'm buying some new stuff, right. And with working from home still on the agenda, bought a new desk, but the sky opened up as I went and brought my car around to the front to bring in my new desk, and I said, can you hold this until the weather lightens up? And that may be what's in store for us. What kind of weather? Are we in for a stormy summer, or is this going to be a nice, sunny, relaxing summer for the markets and for our money lives?
I think the market's going to be in for a stormy summer, I think. And some of the reasons, we'll talk about during the show is typically the summer markets are quiet. As of today, a lot of Americans, which is the biggest economy in the world, goes on holidays. A lot of the money traders, people, that trade in the stock markets, big money people, usually go away on their yachts and all that. They take time off and really don't worry too much, right? So typically the markets like people take a vacation, and the volumes are a lot less. So there's not much liquidity, low liquidity, things like that. So if something happens in the world, the markets go way, way up, or if something happens, it goes way, way down that day or that few days, and it panics a lot of people. So the idea is not to worry too much about that because the volume is low and not too many people are trading. But this summer might be different in the sense that, the pandemic caused a lot of, if you looked at last year, now gas, I think it was like 86 cents maybe. Today it's $1.30. So a lot of things are, the economy is starting to build itself back. So what's happening is this summer, I think, and what the money people are saying, will pretty much dictate how the financial markets react over the next two quarters. So we just finished the first, half of the year is over. I can't believe it, eh? We're already in July. Unbelievable.
I know. It was it's one of the things that I do, and I know we'll talk about sort of what the markets have done year to date. One of the things I do as I'm getting ready in the morning before one of these shows is I look up the TSX chart and I click on, okay, how was it yesterday? Yeah. How was it last week? How was it 6 months? How was it year to date? And so why isn't it changing from 6 months? it's been half a year already. How did this happen? How's it already been 6 months? But here we are in July, and and it's been that long. And it's been a weird couple of years here from 2020 to 2021. So obviously, as we get out of the weirdness and we search around for the new normal, the markets may take a few swings as well.
I think so. When I look back year to date, as the TSX, actually the TSX has outperformed all the markets around the world, and it's mainly to do with energy. You know, like we're so much oil and gas and stuff here. So everything has gone up. Like I say, gas is going way up. So the TSX year to date is up 15.6%. The Dow is up 13.3%, and the S&P is up 14.4%. So those are really healthy numbers. So if you look at your portfolio over the last year or two, it's done extremely well. So maybe now is the time for people to just have a look and say, you know, now that the tide has turned against the virus due to, you know, all the vaccine. Actually, I had my second one last week. So it looks like more
and more. After that?
You know, so my wife had it and she was feeling kind of, you know, headache and stuff. And right. And everybody I spoke to was, you're going to be sick the next day, man. Mm-hmm. And nothing happened. I was expecting, you know, to do nothing all day, but nothing happens. I was fine. Did you get yours?
Same thing. Yeah. Same thing happened with me with my second vaccine. Everyone was telling me, oh, watch out for that hangover. So I sort of cleared the schedule the next day, planned on doing nothing, and everything was fine. And I went about my day normally, and people kept asking me, how are you feeling? What's going on? Why do you keep asking me that? What do you mean? Do I look like, because you got the second shot? Oh, I forgot.
A buddy of mine said he was fine, and I go, what? He said he was good. He said because he drank before he took the vaccine and he drank after. So he was good.
He may have been hungover, but for other reasons.
So, like I say, people now when you talk to are getting their double dose. So the economy is starting to open up again. So what's happening is, you know, we're spending all that money. Remember all the stimulus that we've gotten, all the money that's sitting in our bank account, we're starting to buy things. And really, when you think about it, if anybody out there is doing any work around their house or in their house, they'll notice that there's no supply. Everything is backwarded to next year. So what's happening?
I've noticed that actually everywhere I go, Kelvin, because like I said, I'm moving, I'm starting a family where we've got twins on the way. So we're looking at stuff, and a woman at a baby store told me, if you want to order a crib, order it in the next couple of days, if you want it by the fall, because it's going to be a long time. So supply chains have been affected, but, you know, but people, I guess, are out there shopping too. That means that demand is there and people are ordering things and causing some delays as well.
Yeah, so one of the problems could come up with that is it's nice that we're all spending money. We have pent-up demand for things. We can't wait to get out and do things. And there's a record money supply. As you know, the governments around the world have printed so much money. And what will happen there, and this is why we might be in for a stormy summer, is the talk of inflation that's coming, rising again. And we hadn't had to put up with inflation for quite a while. And that might send, you know, things a little bit astray. So in your portfolio, maybe you want to look at make some adjustments to take advantage of inflationary companies that do well when inflation goes up. If you look at the U.S., they're at the highest point in a decade for inflation. It's like around 4.2%. We're about 2.3, something like that. So we haven't had to deal with inflation for quite a while. And because of all this pent-up demand and so on, we're going to find, you know, little blips along the way. Like you said, like that rainy storm, you might have that in a week. But if you make adjustments to your portfolio, maybe take some profits off a little bit and you'll be okay, right? You'll ride through the storm.
Part of the thing is not to overreact to some of those blips, even though they might seem scary if the market takes a bit of a dive. You want to try to weather this storm with a steady hand at the tiller. And one of the ways to do that is by having a guy like Kelvin, the money guy, in your corner, someone who's been there for decades, who's seen the ups and downs and can help you navigate the storms should they come this summer, next year, whenever they happen, when it comes to financial markets, when it comes to the money that you're putting aside for your family, for your retirement, for your that vacation that hopefully one day that you'll be able to go on.
Right.
So many things. And you can always reach Kelvin at his website, askkelvin.ca. That's askkelvin.ca. And Kelvin will come back after the break and talk more about all of this on the other side here. This is Your Life, Your Money on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
You are listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
Thank you so much for joining us here on this Sunday morning. I am Chris Creston, joined as always by Kelvin, the money guy. This is Your Life, Your Money, and it is your life and it is your money, and that is what we are always talking about here on this show, and those intersections between the demands of your life and trying to enjoy it to its fullest and also trying to make sure that your money life is secure and you've got the right plan in place and you've got everything set up so you don't have to, you know, worry or second guess or doubt as you head into whatever the next stage of your life looks like. And it feels like we're sort of in this transitional period right now for the whole world, and maybe you're in a transitional period in your life, either, you know, coming into a new career, coming into a new family like I am, or coming into retirement like so many other people are as well, looking at this, like thinking, you know, if everyone returns to the office, I'm out. I'm not doing that. I'm going to the golf course while you all go to the office. So I know a lot of people are probably in those shoes as well. So that's always an eye that, you know, whenever we're talking about things, I think one eye is always on retirement when we're talking about your money life, Kelvin. And I do have a call on the line, so we'll try to get to Paul in just a second. But just to refresh, we're talking about what this summer is going to bring when it comes to the markets and how you can best take advantage of a little bit of the lull in the market to try and set yourself up.
Yeah, and some potential risks that could affect your money over the summer months, right? And, you know, it's a good point that you brought up. Financial advisors, for me, I could speak for myself, it's a really interesting job that I do, because not only do I talk about people's money, but they tell me a lot about their lives and what they want to do and so on. So many times it seems like more of a therapist than anything else, because because people need to talk out their you know, their money life. And with that comes it intersects with their personal life. So those are two things that go together, which is really kind of cool for what I do. So it's more of, you know, it's more of listening. Like for me, it's more of listening to people on what they want, what their, you know, what their risks are, and address those concerns and move on. And then every 3.5 months, revisit where we were and where we're going, and we'll be good. So like you said, I always say, do what you do best and hire somebody to do all the things that you don't know how to do or want to, you know, you can't do everything yourself. When it comes to money, you need to get somebody, an outsider looking in, to take emotions away. And I think, you know, that's, I think, what happens to a lot of us. So regardless if the markets go up or down, I think you want to sit with your advisor and, you know, have those discussions. And if you do, you'll weather the storm, no matter what it is, good or bad.
And I think a good advisor, yeah. And a good advisor, someone who's going to listen. And, you know, you're on the radio, you're a radio money guy, but you said part of your job is as a therapist. So I guess you can be a radio therapist too. And like Dr. Fraser Crane, his tag word was, I'm listening. And that is what Kelvin does for his clients here. And like Dr. Fraser Crane, Kelvin also takes calls live on the air. So let's get to a call right now, and we'll talk to Paul. Paul, we're listening.
Oh, okay. I was wondering if you can buy a condominium that's going to be built, you know, within the next 3 or 4 years within your tax-free savings account.
You can buy a you know what? I don't know that answer 100%. I don't believe so, but I'll look it up on Monday, and I'll if you leave your number, and I'll get back to you. I'm not 100% sure, so I don't want to give you, you know, the wrong answer.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right. Have a nice day.
Thanks for calling, Paul. And, you know, that's something that I had not considered. It's never something I thought about, but it's a possibility.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. I've never had, you see, I've been doing this for almost 30 years, and there's so many things that we don't know. And that's how we learn, that somebody asks a question. I don't know the answer. I'm going to find out. So, and let him know. So now anytime I get that question, I'll know what the answer is. So yeah, good question.
Right. And if you want to follow up with Kelvin on that, Paul, you can give Kelvin a call off the air at 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. And you can visit his website, askkelvin.ca. That's askkelvin.ca. And we'll try and answer that question or bring it up again the next time we're live on the air. But if you can't wait, you can always give Kelvin a call off the air as well. If you've heard Paul's question and you thought, gee, but maybe that's something I can do. 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN to call Kelvin anytime during the week. Now, Kelvin, you know, obviously we're looking ahead at this summer. You were talking about how it may be a little bit volatile in the markets due to a little bit of low liquidity, but also with the amount of, you know, extra money that happens to be flowing as people are going back into the economy. It's not just, you know, people who are getting their long-awaited haircuts. There's a lot of people who are looking to spend money, and they've got a lot more in their wallets. Right. The people who have been lucky enough to have been working for the last 2 years through lockdown.
Right. So one of the things we talked about was inflation. Another thing that could happen over the next few months, you know, over the next quarter, is bond yields. There's something called, you know, in the financial world, there's always taglines, right? You know,
yeah.
So there's another tagline. It's called the bond market paper tantrum.
Paper tantrum. Okay.
Yeah, a bond paper, and that came about in 2013 or so, when we had that financial crisis in 2008, 2009. So what happened is the central bankers attempted to take off the stimulus that was given. I don't know if you remember that, but everybody got stimulus, all the big corporations, mm-hmm. and so on. And at that time, what happened was it caught investors by surprise. It caught them off guard, and the markets corrected itself. Hence the word bond taper tantrum. So the question is, will that happen again? Will that fear creep into the markets now? Because what happens is, you know, I think it's September when the stimulus around the world is going to be over. I think in Canada anyway, it's going to be over, as well as the US. So once the government shuts off the tap, what happens? What do we do? What happens to businesses and things like that? So that bond taper tantrum might play into effect. So that's why you want to, you don't have to rush and do it, maybe within this month or so, have a look at the portfolio and see what percentages are in, you know, inflationary stuff, bonds, equities, things like that. And maybe take some profits off the table and move on. So this decade is one of those interesting decades when you look at money. It seems like there's a whole new rotation or shift going on. So for example, the old companies that we know, like Tiffany and Naked Brands and Enron, are being delisted from the stock exchanges. And the new guys in town are like Facebook and PayPal and Broadcom and companies like that. replacing the old companies. And when you look at Apple, they hit $2 trillion in market cap. First company ever to do that, right? And by the way, when do you remember when the first iPhone came out?
I'm going to guess it was in the early 20-teens, like 2011, something like that. Oh, wow. Okay, 2014. It's that. I thought it was older than that. Wow.
That's what I thought. I thought it had been around forever, but no, that was the first iPhone. You see how the world has changed? The phone just changed the whole world. And the stock markets are being changed. So if you look at things, you know, before 2012, Facebook wasn't even in the stock markets. You know, when you look at all the stuff that's happening to us, and the pandemic has thrown us into the digital world. I know for me, in our business, in our financial planning world, the industry has been pushing us to, you know, digital, to DocuSign and things like that. Well, the pandemic threw us into that right away, automatically. So not only our industry is doing that, but many industries around the world are going more digital and so on. So this is a
something like you bring up something like DocuSign. I never once signed a document using a digital signature, and I have done it countless times over the pandemic, and with multiple different industries, whether it's a real estate or insurance or so many different industries have had to move to that kind of thing. How many people who had never heard of Zoom and are now on Zoom calls and stuff like that? And so there's obviously, you know, a lot of these companies are moving into a different realm. And like you mentioned, even Facebook is changing the way it was. And before, you know, when you mentioned 2012, I remember the conversation about Facebook in the early days was, how are they ever going to monetize this? They can't make any money with this thing. Right. This is just a, you know, glorified hot or not website. How do you think you're going to make any money with this? Now look at it.
And they hit $1 trillion in market cap. Who would have thought?
Wow.
So it tells us that this decade is going to be like a 1990 to 1999, where Windows came in and changed the world. 1993, I think it was, when Windows, every computer now has, you can't buy a computer without that, right?
Without some kind of operating system. Yeah, kids, Windows is an operating system that your computer runs, that you take for granted. And that's a PC computer, kids. And we had this thing called Windows. And then there was Windows 95, which blew our minds.
Right.
And don't get me started on Windows ME. But now you just take for granted that your computer has an operating system. But before then, it was DOS. We got a black screen when we turned on our computer, and we had to go C:// something or other to make something work.
And remember that decade, we didn't go to Blockbuster anymore to buy our videos. It came in our house. Typewriters. Whiteout, gone, right?
Yeah.
So
a lot has changed.
When we look back in 2030, and we look back to 2020 backwards to 2021, you know, after the break, we'll talk about some of those things that you know, potential risk, but potential upside also, right? Risk reward.
And there's so much potential reward that can come from that innovation, from that creative destruction, as out with the old and in with the new. And we're looking at a lot of that happening in the next few years. And we're looking at making sure that you are in the right position economically, and that you're in the right position for your savings and your finances and your investments as we enter into the summer, and making sure that you've got the right financial footing moving forward into this uncertain future, but a future that is looking promising in a lot of ways. AskKelvin.ca is the website. AskKelvin.ca. And you can call them anytime at 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. That's the number to get a hold of Kelvin off the air anytime. 416-457-7526. 416-457-PLAN. Stay tuned to Global News Radio 640 Toronto, and your life, your money.
You are listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser.
The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
And welcome back to Your Life, Your Money here on Global News Radio 640 Toronto. I am Chris Creston, joined as always by Kelvin, the money guy. We're asking today, are the markets in for a stormy summer? And maybe some periods of rain, maybe some lightning, maybe some thunder. But as we enter into the summer of reopening and the summer of vaccination and the summer of trying to get back to new normal or find the new normal after this transitional period of a pandemic, we're asking the question, what can we expect from the markets and what can we do to try to take advantage of what those market effects are going to be in the coming months? And that's why we always go to Kelvin, the money guy. He knows his stuff when it comes to money. He's got decades of experience. He's one of the top financial advisors in the country. And you can always visit his website, askkelvin.ca. That's askkelvin.ca. And you can call him anytime, 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. And Kelvin, you know, we were talking about some of the uncertainty, but also some of the potential upsides as we were discussing sort of the things that happen in previous decades that are like this one. Is this decade that we're in now, that we're entering into, is it going to be the 2020s going to be a lot like the 1990s? And you're thinking likely will be.
Well, I wish you didn't use that word lightning.
And oh, that's right. I forgot about you're a Montreal Canadiens fan. Yeah, I could see how that might be triggering in not, some ways. Yeah. Apologize. I'm sorry.
Anyhow, so yeah, I see. I think when you look at the world and you look at, you go back decades, right? You know, there's going to be, the world's changing, like we said, so there's a lot of complexities. So the economy is starting back up. So there's going to be a lot of complexities in the startup. Like the recovery won't be perfectly linear, right? It's going to be, you know, little bottlenecks will happen. So for example, if you look at April job numbers in the U.S., they created 266,000 jobs. They're expecting 1 million. But what happened is they can't find workers because a lot of people in the U.S. don't want to get the vaccine. So it's creating some problems, right? You know, with all the big Amazon and so on. If you don't get vaccine, I guess you can't maybe go back there and work. I don't know. So it's creating problems. So it's not a matter of no jobs. It's a matter of not enough people to fill those jobs. So that's creating some issues. You know, when you look at the economic recovery, when you look at PMI, like Purchasing Managers Index, it dictates where we're going and what's happening. But some of the flaws is like what I just said. It's not a true measure anymore because of for the recovery. So we're heading into a V-shaped recovery, but now with this bottleneck, it's kind of stalling a bit, and it's getting some people thinking, man, maybe I should, get out of the markets or change what I do and so on. You do have to change a little bit what you do as far as taking some profits off, but steady as you go for a lot of things that we've said before the break. It's like a new world that we're living in. We're in the digital world, and a lot of the reflections in the economy or the companies that we deal with are going to be those. So we're going to invest more in those things. When you look at, solar energy, when we look at all this new stuff that's happening, there's a big transition into, carbon footprint and so on. So it's a great time. It's a great time for money. And I think if we embrace the changes, we'll do wonderful when we look back in 5-10 years from now. And you know, like I always say, revisit your money every quarter or so. Where was I? Where am I going? What's changing my life? And make the appropriate changes to reflect what's going on in the world. So you're look at your risk level and all that kind of stuff, right? One of the potential risks that might happen again, it might be higher taxes. Remember, the government gave away so much money that they're going to have to recover that somehow. So the next years to come might be, you know, more taxes. When you look at Biden, is his plans to increase the spending and tax people more, you know, those kind of things are going to play into the way we manage money, the way we see things going into the future.
And that kind of spending and that kind of, it's a lot of it's needed. Stimulus, of course, is needed in a lot of ways, but you know, out of control spending without any thought of deficits or anything like that, eventually those chickens come home to roost and you have to start to think about how you're going to pay for that. And ultimately, one of the ways that governments, the biggest way that the government finds to pay for things is with taxes, and you have to plan for that in the future as well. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, things are always thrown at us, right, in life. Not just with money, but everything else. It's how you deal with it, you know. It's how you don't be reactive. Sit down and have a thought process. We always say have a plan for yourself. Have a plan on how you're going to do things, not only with money, but your general life, right? And we'll be fine. We'll get through this. When you think back to March of 2019, March, April of 2019, in 2020 and where we are today, you know, we're way further ahead. The vaccine came out, but, you know, and it's, you know, when you look at soccer, I don't know if you're watching any of the soccer matches, but tons of people, right? So last year we couldn't do it. Nothing could happen. So now you're looking at everybody's back to normal. You look at things are slowly getting back there. Spending is happening. And that's how the economy runs, is on people spending money. So maybe after the break, we'll talk a little bit more the recovery and what we should expect over the next quarter.
Looking ahead at your summer and looking ahead at the recovery in the next quarter and what that's going to mean for the next two quarters following that when it comes to your money life, this is Kelvin, the Money Guy, here on Global News Radio 640 Toronto. I am Chris Creston, and you can always visit Kelvin's website, askkelvin.ca. That's askkelvin.ca. And you can call him anytime at 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. Stay tuned to Your Life, Your Money here on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
You are listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
416-457-7526, 416-457-PLAN. That's the number to get a hold of Kelvin off the air anytime. 416-457-7526, 416-457-PLAN. And you can visit his website, askkelvin.ca. That's askkelvin.ca. Kelvin is the Money Guy. He is one of the top financial advisors in the country, and he's a guy that I've got the pleasure of speaking to here live on the air, and you have the pleasure of listening to, and you can give him a call or visit his website to reach out and get access to his big money brain and his years of experience so that you can plan for your future, for your retirement, for short term, for long term, and whatever is coming up. And you know, short term, we're looking ahead at the summertime now. It's July 4th. Happy Independence Day to all of our American listeners. Happy Canada Day to everyone else who's been listening here and has celebrated over this long weekend in whatever way you choose to. And we're looking ahead at the summer, Kelvin, and thinking about what's it going to bring. We see vaccines in arms. We're seeing things reopening and slowly. And we are looking at where we're going to be. So, you know, we started off the show asking about whether it's going to be a stormy summer ahead, what the markets are going to look like, and what potential, you know, upsides and downsides we have. So, Kelvin, I guess in the time we have left, what is sort of your forecast for the summer?
So the upcoming weeks, you know, we're going to see increased volatility for a few reasons. There'll be a lot of sector rotation happening, meaning that, you know, different sectors will react different to rising rates and so on, or potential rising rates. The summer markets, you know, should be quiet, and it offers investors a much needed holiday, a vacation also. But it may also be volatile due to low liquidity. So the events of this summer will dictate the path forward for our financial markets. So as you say, as the vaccine program comes out and more people get vaccinated, the big issues is going to be how does the government turn off their stimulus or remove it? And that'll tell the tale for the summer of what's going to happen. So have a look at your portfolio and see, are you ready for some of these changes that are coming? And I think if we do so, we'll have a great summer without a lot of volatility, and we can enjoy our summer rather than worrying about our money. You know, between now, July 4th, till September 7th, I guess, Labor Day, you know, it seems like the whole world is on holidays, including your money. So my advice would be is to, you know, go enjoy yourself, things that you didn't do last summer, try and do it now. Your money will always find itself. There is potential risk, but there's risk and reward with our money. And remember, there's always opportunity in chaos. So look at things like, you know, maybe there's like some people say the markets are overvalued. I don't know. You know, look at things like the recovery, we're at a peak economic recovery. With recoveries like that, expect inflation. And with inflation, expect some higher taxes. Now, not all these things are going to happen right away. It's going to take, you know, some time to seep into the markets. But if you're prepared for it and you know these things are coming, you should be fine, right?
You know, one of the things when we talk about the reopening, and you think about, obviously, you were talking about the job numbers and maybe the fact that they may be a little bit of a bottleneck there, where some people don't want to go back to work right away, where some people don't want to get vaccinated right away, and that could affect their ability to get a job. That is going to be, you know, a bottleneck, obviously, but, you know, going into the shopping malls this weekend, seeing people working, seeing people spending money. And you think about all those people who are helping you, whether it's at a restaurant or whether it's at a shopping mall or obviously a barber shop or a tattoo artist. These people are all people who have been out of work for a really long time. And for those of us who have been, you know, I heard it called the pajama class. Those of us who've been able to work from home and continue to get paid, I think sort of put a lot of that out of our minds, that there are a lot of people who are going to be going back and catching up with their lives. And that is going to have an effect on the economy as well.
Well, in the US, there's still about 8 million jobs short of pre-pandemic. So when all those people start back working in the next year, I would imagine, you know, look what's going to happen. More money spending into the economy means that people are going to be wealthier. People are going to, you know, companies are going to make tons of money. So if you're invested in the stock markets, you're investing in companies. So you should do well. Remember, you know, the stock markets are always looking forward, and they're constantly weighing into the future. So when you invest in the stock market, the professional people that do the money trading, they're about 6 months ahead, you know, of you and I. So they study valuation. They study all these things that we don't even know about. And that's why the markets go up and down and up and down. So they see things that we don't see. And like I say, when it comes to your money, actually to your life, actually, do what you do well and hire other people to do things that you can't do. And if you do so, you'll have a very successful life. Yes, it might cost you a little bit more, but at the end of the day, you're going to save yourself so much time and so much aggravation. And remember, you can get back time, right? So, you know, enjoy your life and manage your money properly. Talk to your advisor on a regular basis. If you don't have an advisor, give me a call or go find one. and let them put some thoughts together with you for your money. And if you do so, you probably don't have to worry too much about your money life, you know. And like I say, your personal life and your money life is hand in hand. So solve those problems and you'll do wonderful. And embrace the decade. Embrace what's happening to us. The world's changing. The way we invest money. The way we're going to travel. A lot of things that we did before, we might not do again, or we might do in a better way.
All good advice from Kelvin, the money guy. Kelvin, thanks so much for making some time for us this Sunday morning and sharing your thoughts and sharing your knowledge and expertise. Don't forget, you can always reach out to Kelvin if you want to access his knowledge and expertise. 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. And you can visit his website, askkelvin.ca. That's askkelvin.ca. Thanks again, Kelvin. And thank you for staying tuned here to Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
The preceding was a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of the advertiser. Opinions expressed are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.